broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced, as the founding fathers put in place a brilliant plan to use checks and balances to chain down bureaucrats and professional do-gooders by the, division of powers? Vertically and horizontally, checks and balances made America great, ladies and gentlemen. It is one of the great restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. We can demand on the checks and balances. It's one of the great keys, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Last hour, Larry Pratt was our guest. We talked about the shenanigans with CNN. We also talked about vaccines quite a bit. Let's bring Michael Perutka, former presidential candidate on the Constitution Party, well-known constitutional attorney. He's been a legislative, I guess a commissioner, and a whole lot more in his life, not to mention putting together some of the best collegiate series educational programs on the Constitution ever. TheAmericanView.com, his website. Michael Perutka, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, great. It's great to be with you, Sam. It's a privilege to talk to people who care about their country and their country's government.
All right, I got several things to talk to you about. I don't know if you heard about this, but I want to get your take. All right, we talked about this with Larry Pratt last hour, but a summary for you and your responses would be very helpful for me. You're a constitutional scholar. You're one of the greatest think tank people I know. But CNN now officially is a hate Trump network, according to the Washington Times. Now, a CNN staffer got caught and can be seen in a newly released undercover video calling out his own network for peddling propaganda and boasting that the cable news giant successfully removed former President Trump from office. Look what we did. He brags. We moved President Donald Trump from office. He's a network technical director at CNN. And he basically said this to an undercover journalist from Project Veritas or James O'Keefe and crew. Now, he basically said this, got caught. His name is Charles Chester. So they've admitted to it. Now, let me set the stage a little bit more and kind of articulate this for you. Not only do they lie, making you believe that they were, you know, up and up on it, but they literally did what they could to manipulate the elections. And they literally brag and say, without us, Trump would have got elected and we stopped him. Look at us. And they admit to even peddling propaganda for that purpose. Now, some of the propaganda that was peddled, and this is why I say this is more than just, hey, a gaffed in whatever, he shouldn't have said it, it's not really right, literally tied it directly to the elections. Number one, where we claim there was election fraud, they claim we're up in the night crazy, but now it's beyond conspiracy because CNN directors are admitting to it on video. But it gets worse because some of the propaganda CNN peddled. One of them was that, hey, you know what, at the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th, there was some riotous people that beat a cop to death using a fire extinguisher, and he died. Well, now it turned out that turned out to be a lie, and CNN had to recant, along with other news networks. However, here's the interesting thing. That got used in the impeachment trial against the president by the House, by the Democrats in the House. Okay, there were other details that they lied about and got caught as well that were used in the impeachment trial. So now you have blatantly admitting to election tampering or election manipulating by propaganda. We find out evidence that was used in the case against President Trump and impeaching him in the House was false and fraudulent and peddled by the networks and by the Democrats in the House. Okay? So now we got a situation where, in my opinion, somebody needs to arrest this Charlie character and literally under oath, penalty of perjury, depose this guy and say, hey, hold on a minute now. You can't just make statements like that. Was this just you and a couple of buddies that wanted to do this? Or was this a top directive from the network? What propaganda did you peddle? Who gathered the propaganda? Some of this stuff was used in literally an impeachment trial of a sitting president. Some of this stuff was used that manipulated election results. You're blatantly admitting to it. How far does this go? Who did what, when, how, where? But no one's speaking about this but me. But I think that it rises to the level of flat-out criminal activity. Now, I'm not an attorney. I'm just redneck talk show host. But how far can you go to manipulate elections when your information gets used in an impeachment trial of a sitting president? And then you admit after the fact that elections were tampered with and you peddled propaganda and you're one of the biggest news networks in the world? Am I crazy here, Michael?
No, as a matter of fact, would you call yourself a redneck talk show host?
I'm just a redneck talk show host now.
Well, Sam, as a redneck talk show host, you know a whole lot more about the law than anybody who's gone to law school, whether they pass the bar or not. Thank you for tracing through that description of what has occurred. I appreciate that you filling me in on some details that I wasn't aware of. But
a little soundbite for you. This is USA Radio News documenting a little bit about what happened in a very short news clip, but it goes to show this is everywhere to the news people that really care. Here's the clip, then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right, we'll get this clip here in just a second. Hopefully Cameron's pulling that up right now for us. But this clip is serious, ladies and gentlemen, because it demonstrates what kind of criminal activity is going on here. And it's not just me reporting this. This is a bunch of news services reporting it. The headline, CNN now officially, the hate Trump network, the Washington Times reporting. Okay, this is serious stuff. All right, you got that clip ready, Cameron? All right, we'll just skip the clip. Go ahead, Michael. So I'll get the clip here after the break. All I'm telling you, though, is this is serious stuff.
Yes. You trace through this factual situation, and you're not crazy. You're thinking very logically. The trouble is, we're living in a crazy world where law is not even understood. What's truly lawful, and where the source and nature of law is not even understood by the populace, much less enforced by the populace against those to hold those accountable who are in office. So. Yeah, you're describing not only a conspiracy to interfere, a criminal conspiracy to interfere with the outcome of elections. You're also describing treason, because these things collectively and individually really are acts of war against the United States, acts of war against this country. And they should and need to be punished. Because unless these things are redressed, we have no country. We have, as you've seen, this goes, this is broad and deep. I mean, we have no borders, we have no law, we have no courts, and CNN bragging about what he's basically bragging about is the destruction of the country. This is treasonous, and he's actually admitting to treason, and that's how bold they are. That's how bold they are. They do not think and believe that the American people will do anything about it. It's tragic. My mentor, Mr. Howard Phillips, used to say the words of the Constitution. He said the Constitution is not a self-enforcing document. The words aren't going to jump off the page and magically do something to enforce themselves. The Constitution needs champions. It needs people who understand it and are committed to enforcing it. So it needs champions. That's why your radio program and these things and spreading this information is so important. But you're absolutely right, because this treasonous activity is broad and deep, and they don't even care about hiding it, because they know that they're conducting a war against the United States and against the Republic, and installing a new form of government, which is really corporate in nature, rather than a republic. So that's what's going on, and the American people need to, and I believe are waking up to this, but we need prosecutors, state's attorneys, district attorneys, attorneys general, who are willing and able to come, who are willing to come forth and prosecute these crimes. This is criminal behavior that needs to be prosecuted.
I don't know how we proceed with this, because what happens is they literally suspended me from Twitter because I reported on some vaccine realities. And they say that I was peddling propaganda. If I take it down, they'll put me back on Twitter, but I refuse to take it down because I'm telling the truth. All I did was report on a report out of Israel promoted by Life Site News stating that, hey, more people are dying, elderly people are dying from the coronavirus vaccine than from the coronavirus in Israel. And there's some research that shows that. I just reported on that report, and they literally took me down. They say, Sam, if you repent and put it back up, or, you know, take down the lie, then you'll be okay. Well, it's not a lie. It's the truth. That study did take place. I just reported on it. And now they're literally putting vaccinations on hold, and they're lying again because they say it's a temporary hold. Michael Perutka, the news says it's a temporary hold, but here's my question. If it's being investigated, all right, so they took down the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Right. They say we're going to put it on hold, okay? But both the CDC and the FDA have launched an investigation because of these blood clots. Well, they say it's a temporary halt. But unless you already know the results of the investigation before you start, how do you know it's temporary? What if the investigation shows it's way worse than you thought? It should be a permanent hold. But if they're claiming it's temporary, they're either lying or they already know the outcome of the investigation. That mixed in with vote fraud and CNN's literal propaganda. We've got a cabal above the people. I'll tell you more and we'll talk about it with Michael Perutka.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now. He told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
All right, back with Michael Perutka, ladies and gentlemen. 2004 candidate on the Constitution Party for president, also founder of the American View of Law and Government. He's a well-known constitutional attorney, theamericanview.com, an incredible training center, which we'll get into as the broadcast unfolds. But for now, so I'm saying, look, they're peddling propaganda in the news, and they're in bed with big tech, and they're in bed with the Pentagon and DARPA and the Department of Defense, and they're also in bed with big universities, and they're creating a secret combination cabal above the people, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm here to prove it. So here's the soundbite that I mentioned from USA Radio News about CNN peddling propaganda and getting caught. It's bad enough to get caught peddling propaganda, but when you literally admit to influencing an election and preventing somebody from duly getting elected, And then you literally have that information being used in courts of law or the equivalent, which is Congressional House of Representatives impeachment proceedings. We're talking about a different criminal activity level here, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the USA report.
A CNN director admitted that the network actively worked to get President Trump out of office, even creating propaganda on issues they knew little about to further the goal. In a secretly recorded conversation, CNN technical director Charlie Chester said, "Look what we did. We, as in CNN, got Trump out." USA Radio News.
There you have it. That's propaganda to the highest order. Michael Perutka, let's start there, and then I want to go into the DARPA project as well that I reported on yesterday that literally is unrelated on one hand, but on the other hand, totally related. Let's talk about it. What do you say to that report?
Well, Charles Chester and those he works with are criminals. They're obviously interfere. He admitted to a conspiracy to interfere with the election, which is a felony. It's a federal crime. He should be prosecuted by the he should be arrested and prosecuted, and the extent of that conspiracy needs to be investigated by an attorney general who has the fortitude to do so. But in addition to that, it's not only that interference of an election. He's admitting to treason because these conspiratorial acts on the part of media to lie and to have consequences, and those damages are also civil in nature as well. Because people have died and people have lost their businesses and licenses because of this kind of because of the propaganda that they've admitted to. Regrettably, Sam, we live in an age where we have given over to the major media a whole lot more mojo, if you will, or a whole lot more power, a whole lot more ability to influence us that they should ever deserve. We allow them to be the arbiters of truth, and we've gotten used to it. And that's developed, that indoctrination and those habits have developed over years and years and years. We have to turn that off. And what they've done is invented this Facebook situation where we submit to their rules, and as a matter of contract, and they use that methodology to cancel out to censor our free speech like they did to you, like they've done to me. Shucks, everybody that I know, Sam, has been kicked off of either Twitter or Facebook. I don't trust anybody who hasn't been kicked off of Twitter and Facebook. We have to have our own methodology of and our own platforms in order to which to communicate and stop relying on them, because at the core of this thing, they are a lie and they're treasonous people who hate the United States and hate the idea of a constitutional representative republic. And they've been actively trying to eliminate that for years and years and years, and gathering the tools and the ability to do it. And a whole lot of those tools have to do with our mind control. We have to separate ourselves from that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we got a row to hoe, I'll tell you that. Now, I don't know if you know this, but the DOD, the Department of Defense, in bed with the Pentagon, using their DARPA organization, literally funded a project that created a chip. So I'm calling it Operation DARPA Chip, Michael, because there's no other name for it right now. But the Pentagon, through DARPA, created a chip that's inserted under your skin that monitors your blood and lets them know if you have the COVID before symptoms show up. They're getting ready to roll this out in 2021, but they got a security concern they got to resolve first. But it's already been released. It's already been talked about. It's in the mainstream news. This isn't my just conspiracy idea. DARPA created a chip. I'm calling it Operation DARPA Chip. But they literally are talking about these vaccine passports. Might they require a chip to make the passport complete, sir? Where are we going with this? This spells a flat-out tyranny, sir.
Well, sure, it's invasion of your body. You have autonomy of your own body, and what they're doing is this is the technocrat revolution, if you will. This is part of the Brave New World mindset that you thought was just not you particularly, but many people thought
Yeah, the people,
fiction.
Sure.
It's not just fiction. It is a conspiracy. They've even convinced us to back off of saying conspiracy theory, because that's supposed to indicate some kind of tin hat tinfoil hat kind of craziness. But there are conspiracies. There was a conspiracy to kill our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are conspiracies. They do exist, and we do have theories about them. And they're not just, they're not just theories. They exist. We're silly to back off of claiming and trying to undercut and overrule these conspiracies. Sam, these are acts of war against the people, and the people need to resist. You know, our founders in Lexington Green, they were faced with a tyrannical, oppressive situation, and they took their lives in their own hands. They put their lives on the line. They walked down on Lexington Green and stood in formation in with their muskets, their firearms, etc. What we need to do is to follow that same model, but all we really need to do, we don't even need to do that to stop this. We just need to resist. We need to stop wearing face masks. We need to stop. We need to stop being part of their system and exit out of the system that they've created that they control. We have to have our own methodology. Again, our founders risked their lives, and you've heard many people say, and you heard Judge Wayne Mackett at the Woodlands talk about the fact that freedom isn't free. Well, freedom isn't free, and the Bible tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we need a revival, and we need to stop thinking that the government is God. I talk to people. Sam, breaks my heart. I talk to people who are very, very intelligent people, friends of mine, friends for years and years, and they've taken the vaccine or they're planning to. And it's just, I can't even fathom that anybody would put themselves under this experimental gene therapy. It's not even a vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. It's not that. A vaccine is designed to make you immune to a certain virus. This is not that. This is something that's ostensibly designed to lower the symptoms. That's all. Why would you trade a 99.99% survival rate for some jab in the arm that's not even a vaccine? It's just incredible to me. But again, I was talking about the mojo of the major media. Why? I saw a report last night that 1.5 million people died last year of tuberculosis. 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why weren't you wearing a mask? Why wasn't there a pandemic? Why weren't you wearing a mask because of tuberculosis? Well, because the major media didn't tell you to. They didn't tell you to. They told you to wear a mask for COVID, and so you did. We've got to break our connection to this secular, satanic overlord, and return our allegiance and our respect and our fealty to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is what our founders used, and which is what they based a system of government and law and liberty upon. And we need to return to that. I mean, that's just essential. Absent a change in the mindset of the people, this is not going to improve. And the long-term solution is a rethinking, a recalibration of our thinking, like to be like our American forefathers.
A buddy of mine wrote a book called Technocracy Rising. I think that highlights where we are, ladies and gentlemen. A serious secret combination cabal is above the people, and they're taking all things to jettison dissent and create a dishonest narrative by hook or by crook to steal your liberty. Don't fall for it. Michael Peruca with me on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. Law enforcement and protesters in the Twin Cities suburb of Brooklyn Center clashed Tuesday night for a third night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. The officer involved in the shooting has since resigned, as did the police chief on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Let's get an update on the Iran nuclear deal with Dan Araki.
Iran announced Tuesday that it will begin enriching uranium to 60% purity, pushing its nuclear program closer to producing weapons-grade material. The announcement coming as informal talks between the U.S. and Iran are set to begin in Vienna in an attempt to reform the 2015 nuclear agreement negotiated under former President Obama. But Congressman Mike Turner says a return to that deal would put the U.S. and many of its allies at risk. The Ohio Republican, who sits on the House Intelligence and Armed Services Committees, tells Newsmax TV that Israel in particular is in grave danger with a nuclear Iran.
Our European allies and Iran said they were going to stay in the deal. Obviously, Iran did not keep to that. The Biden administration, though, by trying to run back into this very flawed deal, certainly puts Iran closer to being able to obtain a nuclear weapon, and then, of course, being a real threat to both Israel, throughout the Middle East, our other allies, and, of course, Europe and the United States itself.
Iran has a population of 83 million. USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, propaganda porn peddled at the highest levels of our government, ladies and gentlemen. So they tell you that they temporarily halted the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But both the CDC and the FDA have launched investigations. Now, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is being halted because it's creating blood clots, they claim, in rare cases. They say they first knew about this, but they ignored it because the risk was worth the reward. Operation Warp Speed comes to mind. However, the AstraZeneca vaccine is made with the same technology as the J&J vaccine, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's the point. They claimed to you that they temporarily halted this while they investigate. But unless they know the outcome of the investigation, they're lying. Because what if the investigation shows it's worse than they thought and it's not safe, or it's not effective, or the risks aren't worth the rewards, if you will, or they have to come clean to the people and the people don't like the risk-reward analysis that was done, whatever. How do you halt something, claim that the FDA and the claim the FDA and the CDC are investigating this, but claim that it's temporary halted? How do you know it's temporary? What if the investigation comes back worse than you thought? They're lying even at that onset, Michael.
Yes, an interesting. I agree with you. Interestingly, you use this phrase "risk and reward" a couple of times, and I want to fix on that for just a second, because the idea of risk and reward about a vaccine is a personal decision. It's a personal decision. Any kind of medical thing that you're going to do to your body, or you're going to have somebody do to your body, has to be voluntary. Where we're going here is pardon the term, a brave new world, a dangerous world, where these decisions about your health are being made by government. It's not the government's job. It's not their jurisdiction to do that. I mean, if you just go back simply to the Declaration of Independence, which is sets forth the philosophy of American government, it's that there is a God and our rights come from him, and the purpose of government is to protect those God-given rights. It's not to protect your health. The purpose of government is not to protect your health. It's to protect your liberty so you can protect your health. So we've got the whole idea of giving this kind of jurisdiction over to a civil government is actually making that civil government God over you. And I know that's what they'd like to think that they are, but they're not. And our acquiescence to that is a dangerous thing. So you're correct. The Johnson & Johnson, look, all of these companies, by the way, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, every one of these companies has a track record where they've lied, been caught lying, where they've been sued and lost. They all have a horrendous track record, and yet they're making, and by the way, in this vaccine, all of a sudden now they're immune from prosecution. They're not liable for anything that they do wrong. Well, if that isn't reason number one and enough for you to not get involved in their vaccine, then you don't really have your own health, you don't understand your own interest.
If we're going to have the CDC and the FDA investigate, then why don't we in the investigation, if they come back and say that it is safe and effective and they do change that it's not halted anymore, that halt was temporary, then I submit one of the criteria would need to be to come back and say, in fact, we're so confident it's safe and effective that we've now taken away their shield of protection. They're now like any other company, liable as anybody else is. There is no special vaccine courts. There is no vaccine injury compensation fund. We got rid of it because we're so confident that it's safe and effective. We don't really have any worries except for the small case, examples, which every company has to deal with that small risk reward reality. And so we're going to have transparency here entirely, and we're going to release the results in a transparent way. Then the American people could have the information to truly make decisions. But without that, hey, they're literally admitting it's not safe and effective. Thus, the injury compensation fund, created virtually in secret, been around since 1985, literally spent billions of taxpayer dollars to date on when vaccines aren't safe or effective. The problem is you don't hear about it because they do it in secret courts. It's not open docket reality check scenarios like it ought to be. But if they're honest with themselves, hey, let's just take off the gloves and be accountable, shall we? Then maybe the people could trust the vaccines. But until then, I never will, Michael.
Yeah, Sam, the whole notion of their self-contradictory science, their changing and conflicting and protocols, all of the changes that they've gone, one mask, no mask, one mask, two masks. We lied to you before because we didn't think there was enough masks to go around. But now we're not lying to you, but now we're lying to you again. We lied to you in the past. I mean, these people are just liars. There's no basis on which to place any trust in them. But for my part, Sam, I try not even get worked up, or I try not to get too knee deep in all the arguments about the science and the phony science, et cetera, because Sam, even if all the science were true, even if it was absolutely ironclad and perfect, it's still not lawful what they're doing. The lockdowns, the face masks.
Hold on. Because the moral law from Almighty God grants us rights, not privileges, and government has the responsibility to protect life and carry out the protection of those rights, nothing more and nothing less. That is the quintessential point, right?
Yes, that is the point. That is the point. Both from an eternal standpoint, that is to say, God has given us these rights, and from a constitutional, a temporal standpoint, if you will, an earthly standpoint, we haven't given them the authority to do this over us. Nowhere in the Constitution have we granted them these powers. And of course, as you say, God has given us these rights that they can't interfere with. So from both an earthly and a heavenly standpoint, these things are unlawful. So you could get wrapped around the axle, and I'm not saying we shouldn't discuss these things, but even if the science were all perfect, even if it all made absolute perfect sense, even if there really, really, really was a pandemic, it's still really, really, really lawless for what they've done. There's no COVID-19 exception to the Bill of Rights. There's no COVID-19 exception to the Maryland Constitution. That's the state where I live. Article 44 of our Constitution, Sam, says this Constitution, it says the Constitution of the United States and of this state, being Maryland, are apply as well in times of war as in times of peace, and no deviation therefrom or violation thereof based on a plea of necessity or any other plea is valid. It couldn't be more clear. It just couldn't be more clear. It says you can't use any excuse to violate the rights of the people. There is no excuse. Even if the science was perfect, you can't do it. So all of these acts, all these lockdowns, the governor's orders, edicts, proclamations, whatever you want to call them, all of those are entirely unlawful, and should those who have made those orders and edicts and enforced those orders and edicts against the people, which is what I would call pretended legislation, what our founders would call pretended legislation, and all of those people who have done that need to be criminally dealt with. They need to be brought to justice. The governor of Maryland, for example, needs to be brought to justice. I say this on my radio commentaries all the time. We have legislatures who, to a large part, are feckless and afraid for their own political future. And I try to explain to them, sir, you have no political. No one has a political future unless these things are redressed, unless these offenders are brought to justice. Otherwise, we have no constitution. You know, the office of governor of Maryland, for example, is a creature of the Constitution. But for the Constitution of Maryland, there would be no office of governor. You understand what I'm saying? So if the governor suspends the Constitution, what else does he suspend? He suspends himself. He suspends his own office, his own authority. All of this is absolute lawless, outside the bounds of the civil law and God's law. They offend the constitutional order, and they offend God's perfect order and his word. So all of this is nonsense and needs to be resisted. We shouldn't be wearing masks. We shouldn't be taking vaccines. We should be gathering in our communities any way we can, to, like our founders did, with committees of correspondence, et cetera, and doing everything we possibly can do to resist this tyrannical behavior.
Amen to that. Senator Rand Paul just emailed me, and here's the headline, Michael. I think you're going to like it. Senator Rand Paul, quote, throw away your masks and burn your vaccine passports. Let's go, people.
That's it. There's a man who is not feckless. There's somebody who understands what's really going on. We are at war. We are at war. We have been invaded. We're being physically invaded at the southern border and probably elsewhere. Our system of government, we are being undermined and brought into submission, and we need to resist it.
Ladies and gentlemen, rednecks and constitutional attorneys teaming up to stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Michael Prutka with me, theamericanview.com. We'll talk more in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Michael Perutka on your radio, constitutional attorney, founder of the Institute on the Constitution, the American View of Law and Government, theamericanview.com, an incredible training resource, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to understand reality checks, if you want to understand pretend legislation, if you want to get a handle on the view by the founding fathers summarized in the Declaration of Independence, the American View of Law and Government states, one, there is a God. Two, our rights come from him, meaning God, the great I am. And three, the purpose of civil government is to protect our God-given rights. Nothing more, nothing less. Join our mission to restore the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. The AmericanView.com. Now, here's what I like about what Michael talks about. He says, join our mission to restore the constitutional republic through education. Pray, study, act. I'm telling you, that's a formula for success, baby. If we pray hard and study hard about the COCO vaccinations, about the chip they want us all to take, created by your tax dollars through DARPA, the vaccine passports they're talking about, dividing right now red and blue states, time will tell who stands up and who doesn't. But literally pray, right? Study, figure it all out, and then act. Act according to the dictates of your conscience, ladies and gentlemen. That is the key to success, Michael.
Thank you. Yes, and I appreciate that. We're trying to establish a hierarchy of thought and action there. Again, pray, study, act. My mentor, Howard Phillips, served in the Nixon administration and then for about 35 years ran a group called the Conservative Caucus. A great man. He used to say to me, Michael, thou shalt know the rules. You should know the rules. Whenever you get involved in something, you got to know the rules. And what has happened in America is the American people have lost and forgotten the rules about how our government is supposed to work. And so they've elected people, they've allowed people to be elected and appointed that do not share the American view of government that you just described. They're committed to a different form of government. And they have the reins and the controls over our government, and they are our enemies. We have put people in an office or allowed people to be in office who are enemies of the republic. This is absurd and can't end well, and it's not coming out well. We have to change that, and that's why we started Institute on the Constitution, Sam, and that's why this education is so important, because after you do pray, then. And ask God for his intervention and his counsel and his wisdom and his discernment. Then you need to study. You need to learn what the rules are. You know, many people in my state of Maryland, many people in the country don't even know that there are state constitutions. They don't even know it. In my state of Maryland, there are two law schools, Sam, and neither one of them has a course of study in the Maryland Constitution. And I would say that's probably true in your state and other states as well. There's no course of study in the state constitution, and yet, when they graduate from law school and take an oath as an attorney, or maybe later a judge or a legislator somehow, they swear an allegiance to that constitution, and they've never read it. They have no idea what it is. This is a glaring, glaring problem. We don't know the rules. There was a humorist in the second
half of the 19th century. They also don't know the difference between the state constitution and the federal constitution in jurisdictional boundaries either, sir.
That's right. They don't know the rules. They just don't know the structure and the rules. And that's what the Institute on the Constitution is designed to help you do. And again, if you go to theamericanview.com, you can learn all about it. There's a tremendous amount of materials there. There's courses of studies in the United States Constitution, and there soon will be courses of study in all the state constitutions as well. We're working on that right now. And you could help with that, by the way, if you'd like to. Go to the website. You'll find out how. And that's why this education is so important, because we need to know what the rules are. You know, there was an American humorist the last half of the 19th century named Josh Billings, and he used to say, it ain't what a man don't know that makes him a fool. It's all the things he does know that just ain't so. It's not that what he doesn't know. It's what he does know that's not true. Mark Twain said a similar thing. He said, it's not the American people don't know things. It's the American people know so many things that aren't true. So, and that's what the major media and the government schools have done to us. They've filled our heads with many, many things that aren't true. We know
that
things are
flat out
true,
pure propaganda. In fact, the Secretary of Agriculture under the Eisenhower administration, his name was Ezra Taft Benson. He basically taught the principle that what you've got to do, if you really want to be a God, family, country style patriot, that what you've got to do is you've got to unlearn all you've learned in school so that then you're actually able to learn.
Right. You're right, Sam. I say to people all the time who take our course, if you didn't go to law school, you have a tremendous advantage here, because there's so much that you don't have to unlearn. But you're correct. The American education system, what passes for the American education system, it's an indoctrination system. But what it's done is dumb down people to the point where they think they know things that just aren't so. When people actually study the Constitution and study the American history, they go, wow, this can't be true. And then it's a tremendous eye-opening experience, because all the rules, all the laws are in our favor. Sam, all of the documents of our history point to a society where the spirit of the Lord would be and liberty would be there. And people who are atheists, who don't have faith, share the Christian faith, their rights and property are protected as well under a Christian form of government. But because we have let that atrophy, our understanding of that is atrophy and been driven out of us by the government schools and the major media, we're not able to offer those protections or afford those protections to ourselves, because we don't know the rules. So please, I ask people to go to theamericanview.com or Institute on the Constitution and get involved. There are classes going on all over the country. There are courses going on all over the country all the time. And we have a free course online. You can take the course online. And there's plenty of other materials. So pray, study, and then you will be equipped to act. You'll be equipped to act in a righteous and prosperous and productive way, not just a scatterbrained way. So pray, orient yourself under the Lord Jesus Christ. Study, know the rules, and then that you will be able, you will have the tools, you'll be equipped to act in a way that's prosperous and righteous and true.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can become a tool in God's hands, praying hard to receive his guidance, educating yourself according to God's law. The whole point of the proper role of limited constitutional government, and then to act upon what you know to defend the republic in the tradition of our founding fathers. One last story before the end of the hour that I want to highlight. It's a sad day. The murderous intent of government is just too much. And the pro-life goal is so vital. I mentioned when the Republicans took power, the most important thing they could do is stand for pro-life. Trump did, but the rest failed for the most part. sad tale to tell. But now, when you elect Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, understand that the consequences are devastating. We've already murdered 60 million babies plus since Roe versus Wade, and it continues unabated, sad to say, even with supposedly new Supreme Court justices that should call a halt to the con game tomorrow and start arresting criminals that murder our young. But nevertheless, women seeking an abortion pill, RU 486 and others, will now not be required to visit a doctor's office or a clinic during the COVID-19 pandemic, Joe Biden and U.S. health officials claim. It's the latest reversal in a battle, a legal battle, over the, and I'm calling it the murder medication, because that's what it is. Anyway, the point is that they're now just promoting abortion wholesale via chemical. All you got to do is just do online, kill your baby, and you're good to go. Under the Biden administration, the FDA is sending out guidance and reversing this right now. They're not even a lawmaking body. They're unconstitutional themselves over at the FDA. But I digress. I'm just telling you, the murder medication, wholesale online, just go online and murder your baby, says the government. It's good to do during the COCO. So we're going to protect everybody from the coronavirus. We don't want people to die. So you got to wear a mask and you can't do anything in life. But yet you can get online and murder your baby. Michael, this is insanity. In a God-fearing constitutional republic that's supposed to put God above government, sir.
Sam, you can't go to the dentist, but you can go get an abortion. I mean, a government that allows and participates in the destruction of babies in the millions and millions, now pretends to locks down society. And eviscerates rights, pretending that they care about the lives of adults. I mean, this is if you actually believe this lie, if you buy this, there's really little hope for you. You really need to wake up. I can't believe that anybody would actually still trust this cabal, as you called it, and carry out its orders or dictates, and it's beyond the corruption of it is Sam, I wouldn't even believe it it's hard for me to believe, except that when I read scripture and read history, this has happened in the Bible. I mean, this the wickedness of man and the wickedness of men's hearts can't be underestimated. It's perverse and deep. And
I've got the good news before the end of the hour, Michael. We can turn to theamericanview.com and get incredible education. The other good news is that the Bible promises us that if we turn to God and repent, then he will heal our land and protect us. What a marvelous promise, sir.
There's the formula. It's right there in Second Chronicles. And it tells us what we need to do. We need to turn from our wicked ways and seek his face. And it's right there. If you want your land healed, there's the formula. It's right there in God's word.
If you want protection, and that means protection, it doesn't say from what. I assume it's from everything, right? So that means protection from enemies, foreign and domestic. That means protection from the coronavirus. That means protection from whatever may come our way. God is more powerful and can protect us. But what we got to do is turn to him and repent. As a people, as individuals, as families, that's the answer.
That's the beginning. And we have to pray, and then we have to study, and we have to act. We have to act. God works, but he works through men. So he'll work through us if we dedicate ourselves to his purpose.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Prutka with me. We're right at the end of the hour, so we're going to have him fly. But you know what? He's going to start twice a month on your radio to really let you know about his educational curriculum, to really talk to some of these controversial, but yet, in my opinion, there's no such thing as politics, Michael. Everything is a moral issue. Everything is a moral discussion. They just use the term politics to divide us all. But the truth is, if we stand on the moral compass, the God-provided moral compass, there should be no debate and dissent. It shouldn't be a divisionary scenario. It should be a uniting scenario, and how glorious the liberty results would be if we would, sir.
Amen.
We're flat out of time. Hero. Michael Prutka with us.
Great to be with you.
Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk soon. There he goes, Michael Prutka, And we're working this out. It's the first time he's been with me. I probably talk too much. I got to learn to ask better questions and shut up so the attorney can talk, not the redneck. How's that? We'll do it as broadcasts continue. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.